Thank you, thank you. Oh, my feet are sore from dancing. Thank goodness I have such a strong, virile human man to carry me away. Thank you all for coming to this happy, happy day. But now I beg some privacy with my new husband. Goodbye, goodbye. I will see you all at breakfast tomorrow, your lordships, Lady Mirkwood. Goodbye. Don't you ever embarrass me again. How dare you? How fucking dare you kiss me in front of everyone? I have shoes older than you, human. I was married to your great uncle when he was king of this backwater set of villages you humans call your great society. And it stank then, and it stinks now. So before you get any ideas, know this. This marriage is a temporary favor from Elfkind, Duar. Misbegotten, short-lived cousins. To me, marrying a human is about as much commitment as watering my neighbor's plants for the weekend. So why don't you button back up your shirt and start reading up on Elvish grammar? This filthy, corrupted language pains my mouth. What? Ew, no. I'm not having marital relations with you. That's not part of the deal. If it was, your great uncle's bloodline wouldn't have gone out like a snuffed candle. And I better not find out that you're a whoremonger. I won't have my husband sticking his cock where it doesn't belong. And trust me, this is me when I'm nice. You won't like having me as an enemy. I've had a chair brought in for me tonight. Enjoy your bed. I'll be catching up on my poetry. Good night, sir. Insincere, inarticulate, ridiculous man, nothing but cum for brains and. What are you staring at? I. You speak Elvish. And badly, I should say. How long have you been studying? Well, no wonder. 20 years is hardly long enough to learn the proper names of plants, let alone the whole language. You know, your great uncle never bothered to learn Elvish. Why was I not informed that your parents attempted to prepare you? I would have warned them not to bother. What? No. No, I'm not going to read you poetry. Leave me alone. With your stunted, rounded little ears, you probably won't even be able to hear the cadence. Human poetics always sound like nursery rhymes to me. You're uncultured, and you'll never acquire what you were born without. Don't blame me. Blame the gods for making you less than me. Hey, put that down. They most certainly are not our books. They're my books. Get your own. Oh, fuck. Nothing. It's just an anatomical study. Give it back. Okay, fine. An anatomical study of the penis, okay? An erect penis. An erect human penis. It's not mine. I didn't draw it. It's just a sketch from a friend of mine whom I commissioned. Okay, fine. I hired an artist to draw an erect human cock with big, full balls, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I don't want to talk about the ear drawings on the back. Fuck. Fuck me. No, go away. I'm not crying. I'm not gonna cry. I don't want anything from you. Dirty human. You have really slutty ears, you know. They're like very wide at the base, like you're begging to get them tongued. It's lewd. and very distracting. Proper people have narrow, long ears to show that they're not whores, okay? Whatever. I don't make the rules. That's gross. You humans are into the filthiest things. You're like animals rolling around in the mud. Unless... ah, shit. You're just trying to tell me embarrassing things about your sex life to make me feel better. Well, guess what? I don't want you to be nice to me. Can you take a hint? Huh? What on earth... can you guess? Do you think that I, an elegant, civilized, elvish woman, would want from her filthy, disgusting, brutish human husband on a wedding night? Well, you want to guess, buddy? Let go of me. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop until I say pretty please, okay? Now let go. Don't touch my dress. God, you're strong. Oh, you're very, very strong. Oh my. Hey, no. Those are very expensive. No! Oh no. That's not true. That's not true at all. Elves can't come just from ear licking. That's like coming from getting fucked in the ass by a smelly, hairy human. Huh? No. No, not like that. No, no nibbling. It's just, oh, all the blood's rushing to the tips. It's so sensitive, and oh God, oh, your breathing is driving me crazy. No, too sensitive. Oh fuck. Oh, your tongue feels so good in my ears. Oh, I can't even turn my head away. Oh, fuck. Is that your cock against me? You're getting turned on by this, you monster. Oh, how dare you? How dare you bring me low, shove me down on your... you know, this would be easier if your royal bed wasn't so comfortable. I mean, goose down, really? Shove me down on your bed and have your way with me, with your wife. Oh, make me your prisoner. You'll never get away with this. When my people hear you've put bars on my window, there will be a war. When they hear what you've done to keep your breeding stock close at hand and your mad quest to expand your family tree, you tricked me. You bound me with a golden band with a heavy diamond to weigh me down, but I have my pride. And you'll never, ever break me. Not in 100 years, human. I'll never, never beg. No matter what. No matter... oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, no matter how much you tongue me, or grope me, or treat my body like trash, or... oh, treat me like your treasure. Yours. Your treasure to use however you like. Oh, I see it now. It's all been to trick me, to lull me into a false sense of security. Oh, that smile. You push aside all my defenses, like you so rudely shove aside my hands. You taunt me with my own tongue, even as yours penetrates me further and further. And are you gonna fuck me now? With that cock of yours? No. Hands off my panties. White silk is supposed to symbolize purity. It's not fodder for your brutality. Oh. Oh, your cock is so hard. Just like my drawing. Oh. My masturbation material. My filthy secret. I'm weak to you. I'm weak to thinking about you. How am I supposed to hold out and not beg for it just to get it over with? To not worry about when are you finally going to put it inside of me? Just put me out of my misery. Just do it, human. Do what you wanted from the moment you saw me. Don't just play with my panties. Please put it in. Please, please, please. No. No, I cannot call you daddy. I'm 400 years older than you. I'm older than this castle. Please. Please stop messing around. Your ear licking is making me feral. Oh, this isn't... This isn't nice. Please. Please. Please, daddy. Oh, fuck. That feels so good to say, daddy. Daddy, daddy, please. Please fuck me, daddy. Oh, I want to make you a real daddy. Use my pussy, daddy. I need it. I need you now. Oh, please. Please. Oh, God, I'm gonna eargasm. You can't just make me come without at least feeling me squeeze all over your human cock. No, no, don't treat me like this, daddy. I'll be so good. I'll be so sweet and submissive for you, please. Oh, I learned my lesson. Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy. Daddy. Oh, I'm gonna come on your tongue. Oh, my ears. I can't take it. Oh, God, it's so sensitive, daddy. Daddy, please. I really am. I'm going to do it. I can't stop. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Yes. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, daddy, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck. Daddy, please. It's too sensitive. My ears can't take it. Oh, God. Is this... Oh. Oh, could you please fuck me now, daddy? Oh, thank you, daddy. Oh, I wanted your cock so bad. I made a mess. Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, thank you, daddy. Yes, daddy. Oh, yes, I'll be your good girl. I don't want to be punished with another eargasm. Oh, at least not right now, daddy. But I might start misbehaving later if I want some attention. You know, if I start acting like a spoiled bitch again, you could always grab me by my throat. It's so brutal. It's so scary and so real and so sexy. And you're so much stronger than me and I can't do anything. Yes, lift my knees up. Oh, put it inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, can I worship your ears, daddy? I know they're not as sensitive as mine, but I can make you feel good with your pussy. I just want to show you how broken I am by doing lewd things for you with my tongue. Oh, that's a good stretch. Oh, you're folding me in half, daddy. I want to be a good toy for you. Oh, please, please rest your head on me. There you go, daddy. Let's focus on making you feel good, okay? Oh, you taste so good. I'm going to clean you so much you'll never have to worry about dirty ears again. Every night, every morning if you like. I'll eat out your ears like a good little wifey slut. Do you like that? It's hard not to tongue you deeply when you fuck me so hard. Oh, it feels good filling me up. Pretty please. Pretty please, daddy. Can I use my tongue to tell you how deep and hard to pound my pussy? Yes, daddy. Yes. Yes, I did say pretty please. I choose my words very carefully when I'm speaking to you, daddy, because this is hard to admit, but well, I have specific needs if I'm going to come on your cock and on my wedding night. Oh, I really want that to happen. Oh, I want you to feel me tighten up and lose all control as you use my body. I want you to know what a good cock sleeve I can be for you. I'm serious. So can I pretty, pretty please use my tongue to tell you how much I need to be fucked? I need to be fucked pretty hard, you know. Oh, thank you, daddy. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, press down on my juicy pussy. Oh, fuck the shit out of me. Oh, I couldn't ask for a better man to own me. So capable, so handsome, so gifted. Oh, I love your ears, Daddy. I love them so much, just how I love your cock, your strong hands. Oh, I'm gonna break in half. You're gonna snap me in two and make me come again and again. Oh, God, I love coming for you, Daddy. I love giving into my slutty body and shutting my brain off for you. Oh, God, I feel so dumb and silly and cute when I worship your body, Daddy. And I want you to feel good. I want you to like me, Daddy. I don't have anyone else but you. I just want to be your pretty girl. Yes, Daddy, your pretty girl. Oh, Daddy, you take such good care of me. Oh, it feels so good when you move inside me like that. I think I'm getting close. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come on your cock. And I promise. Do I have to wait for you too? But Daddy, I want to make you come. I want you to feel my whole body shake and make you feel good. Oh, please, Daddy, spoil me. Spoil your princess, please. Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Please. Oh, Daddy. Yes, make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you have very clean ears now. Oh, so handsome. Can we cuddle, please? I don't want to feel in love. Just hold me close to you. I don't really know how I'm supposed to be a good wife. Humans are different than elves. It's easier to not get attached. Just don't leave me, okay? Don't get bored of me or grow resentful. Don't hate me. Are you gonna make me obey you in public? Please don't, Brittany, please don't. I have to be me, no matter how much I wish I was. It's electric, what you have. You have a heart of stone, or that's what we call it in Elvish. You don't lose control or get angry, and there's no arguing with you. You will be respected. It's quite becoming in a king. There's a lot of things I thought I'd never do or say, but with you, it doesn't seem so silly. I feel good in your arms. You're solid. You're sweet. I underestimated you. Do you think you could grow to love me? Me? It's hard to imagine. It's easier not to try for both of us, but the way to my heart is either through my ears or my cunt, and I didn't expect you to grasp that concept so quickly. So I'm thinking, if you don't hate me, maybe we could just stay cuddled up all night. And then we could love each other in the morning. And instead of pretending that I'm cold as ice, we could pretend we're everything a couple is supposed to be. Happy together. I know it's stupid. Is that your Is that your cock getting hard again?